To the new edition of the podcast of Life Value TV, the podcast for more life value. My name is Stefan Josef, and I'm glad you listen to our podcast as we talk about what inclusion and diversity actually means today on the first anniversary of my mission 100,000. Because being diverse means much more than not being a man or not a woman. How do you perceive the exclusion of people around you? What experience have you perhaps had with it yourself? My first contact with the topic of diversity gave me the impression that it was all about the difference between the sexes. Clearly, all people who cannot identify with the gender man or woman rightly demand recognition of their personal identification. But how far-reaching is the topic of diversity in our society? And finally, what does inclusion have to do with diversity? As we learn on www.nationalgeographic.de, for example, the acronym LGB has now developed into the acronym LGBTQIA+. The demand for freedom and civil rights for all equally accompanies us repeatedly along history. The resulting movements are intended to make it more visible that the role model of man and woman is simply outdated, especially in the modern 21st century. Critics believe that too much attention is being paid to this issue. But if we take a closer look, acknowledging and dealing with differences draws a much wider circle. Since I'm not a trained psychologist or doctor therapist in related professions, I can only ask here in this context, has one's own gender perception come to the fore more strongly because children and young people today largely lack orientation for their lives? Or, from a psychological point of view, has too little attention been paid to the fact that the difference goes far beyond same-sex love? Diversity is now not limited to the discussion of the number of genders, although this in turn results in a change in partnerships and relationships. After all, diversity has long since arrived in a wide variety of corporate areas and is more present than ever before. And if we assume that a certain qualification profile is actually fulfilled, then of course there's every reason to increase the gender quota that is often demanded, for example, to get more women into leadership positions. In my experience, this has been another massive point of criticism of the quota requirement in the past. Without a doubt, career paths are generally more open today than they used to be. At the same time, diversity is only a real solution if more armchair stools are not added. In addition, due to global networking and increasing multiculturalism, we are faced with the challenge of including all people who come from outside, so to speak, and the same way in the idea of diversity. Originally, the focus of the discussion was to increase the quota of women in certain positions. Now, however, the challenge of rising people, regardless of their origin, with the appropriate qualifications, to what they have the skills for, is revealed. From this, in turn, it follows that we as a society should learn to better accept, respect and understand cultural differences. This includes general cultural habits, as well as religious rituals and customs. In any case, acceptance, respect and understanding is a task for all people involved. And this applies not only to society in general and the workplace, but also to the school environment. When I was preparing for an exam for my university course last semester, I really realized how much diversity determines our lives, whether we like it or not. After all, diversity encompasses people with different cultural backgrounds rather than job positions. In a school, diversity begins with the fact that different social classes, talents, and abilities meet within one class in addition to several religions. At this point, we come to the point that says exactly what inclusion means in our coexistence. On the one hand, in a school, we meet students and teachers with a different cultural religious background. On the other hand, all of them have a certain social background, learning strengths and weaknesses, and much more. With the challenging task of bringing everyone under one umbrella so that no one falls by the wayside, everyone is promoted to the best of their ability. Thus, from my point of view, it can be said that the school represents a social basis, and we as teachers are particularly challenged to impart, among other things, social skills in addition to the necessary knowledge. Because whenever several people belong to a community, all should be allowed to express their needs equally and the same opportunities should be open to all. I'm looking forward to your subscription to my podcast and I invite you to take a look at my YouTube channel, Life Valley TV. I wish you an outstanding time. All love, Stefan Josef.